The General Services Administration is turning one idea to make acquisition easier on agencies into reality. It's kicked off 5 government-wide pilots under its Category Management Initiative. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller writes about this online in his reporter's notebook, and he joins us now with details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So why don't we start with the beginning, and that is category management. It sounds like something that happens in a department store.
In many sense, it is what's happening in the department store. It just happens across the government in the sense that what agencies, what GSA is starting to do is say, well, how are we buying things? And we is the big we. This is all of government, not just, you know, GSA. And how can we make buying easier in the sense then splitting it into specific categories? And this is not a new idea. In fact, this is something that's been around for quite a while. I mean, think of federal fleet management as one idea, as used to be category management. How are we buying cars? It's not just you buy your car and I buy my car, but we buy our cars together as a government.
All right, so you have talked about 5 pilots GSA is launching. What about those? Tell us about those. Those are 5 categories.
These are the big umbrella categories. And in fact, they were just announced at the Chief Acquisition Officers Council meeting about a month ago or a little bit less. I had a couple sources tell me that, in fact, here's some more specifics, and I'll go through them very quickly. One of the pilots is around information technology. That's going to be led by Mary Davey, GSA's Assistant Commissioner in the Office of Integrated Technology Services. This is going to look at hardware, software, telecommunications, and other services, again, from a commodity level.
I mean, hasn't that one been looked at for 25 years, 6 ways to Sunday?
Feels like it, doesn't it? But the idea here is, like, think about software licenses as a good example. You had Smart Buy. So, okay, pick a software, Microsoft. Who's buying Microsoft? Well, let's go across all of government and figure out who's doing what, and then let's buy it together versus buy it separately. So I think it's just going deeper into that part of IT. Another pilot's on human capital. That's going to be led by Sydney Smith-Hembrock from the Office of Personnel Management. And this is going to include the acquisition piece of the big training and management assistance contract, among other things. The administration pilot's going to be led by Marty Jennings, who's GSA's Assistant Commissioner for General Supplies and Services. And this is going to include things like office supplies. Transportation is a fourth pilot area, and this is actually going to be led by the Defense Department's Transportation Command. And this could include things like the next generation of delivery services under the Strategic Sourcing Initiative. And finally, the fifth area is medical and pharmaceutical supplies. Now, sources tell me that GSA has not yet named a person to lead that yet, but this will focus on surgical and medical supplies. So you can see 5 big umbrella areas, and each of those will have subcategories. Like, for instance, take the IT. They'll have one under hardware, one under software, one under telecom, and so on.
And just a quick question about the surgical and medical. Will that include VA?
You think it has to, because VA really runs those schedules that provide medical and surgical services. Again, because we don't know who's leading the pilot yet, it's hard to say if VA will lead it or DOD will lead it or who will actually end up leading it.
And you mentioned also the strategic sourcing initiatives, which have been causing some consternation among suppliers.
That's a nice way to say it.
How does this overlay with that? Because it sounds like almost reinventing the wheel.
It seems that way, but really category management is much broader than strategic sourcing, where strategic sourcing is really focused on, can we buy things cheaper, the bulk buying, and can we limit the number of vendors we have so we can get the better price from a limited number of vendors? Really, category management is really looking at how are we buying, how's the government buying what they're buying, and can they buy it smarter, can they use data differently, can they not necessarily limit their supplier base, but just say, can we bring people together to make better decisions down the road? So I think strategic sourcing definitely fits under the category management initiative, but it's not one and the same.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And what about small business under all this? Because some of the strategic sourcing initiatives, some of the big, you know, yep, the JanSan and the office supplies and so forth have seemingly left out small business, and that's caused even protests and delays of some of these deals. How are they thinking about small business?
So it's not quite clear yet of how category management fits in small business. I mean, if you hear GSA talk, for instance, they'll tell you small business is the most important thing, that it's going to be included in everything that they do. Now, the part of the problem is okay, now if they're limiting their people, limiting the number of vendors, for instance, under strategic sourcing, and they'll tell you that the small businesses have done very well under strategic sourcing, but only some small businesses have done well, not the whole group of small businesses. I think category management will end up, they got to look at it from the broader perspective, okay, make sure that they do have small business participation. So I think that's one of those questions that I think is still out there.
So the difficulty then will be balancing getting everybody under the tent, which could mitigate in favor of lots of competition, versus consolidating with fewer vendors, which could give you big discounts.
Right. Now, I think in the end, category management is just buy smarter, and therefore you'll get better prices. And I think that's where some of this data comes in, like the prices paid portal that I understand GSA recently launched in the last month or so as well. So all this is being built up to get to that final part. Well, there's never a final part, you know that, but get to a piece where they can start making better decisions.
All right. So how will GSA operationalize this? How does it get started? How will it get promulgated throughout the government?
Well, I think these five government-wide pilots are where they're starting. And I think that's really important, that the fact is they pick these big areas that every agency plays into. And then remember, not only are these five government-wide pilots, GSA is actually doing 17 categories within GSA themselves to help their customers, meaning agencies and vendors who work specifically through GSA, not just government-wide. So I think they're really taking a hard look. Okay, what does this mean? How does this work? And then the government-wide pilots are going to be to show all of government that this can make a difference and provide, you know, more efficiency, effectiveness. Use all the big buzzwords you want.
Now, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy is kind of headless at the moment, and they're talking to Ann Rung. She had her confirmation hearings, tough ones, last week. So is this originating with Tangerlini at GSA? Is it originating in the White House somewhere? Is there some policy directive that's driving all of this?
So I think that this is coming from two parts. I think it's the one part is definitely Dan Tangerlini, the administrator of GSA, but also the Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner, Tom Sharp. I think it's something he's very familiar with. So I think the two of them together are really leading this. And as you heard at Ann Rung's nomination hearing last week, is that she's picking up on category management as well, and is saying that's something that OFPP will look more deeply into. Now, how deeply, we don't know yet. What does it mean, a policy? Does it mean what? Well, that's a wait and see. But I think it's definitely on her radar, and I think it's definitely something that is being led because GSA sees how can we serve our customers, meaning agencies and vendors, better, and they're thinking that category management is the way. Again, this is not a new concept. In fact, I talked to Alan Shavakian from the Professional Services Council, and he pointed to a couple of the ideas like Smart Buy for enterprise software licenses as early category management. He pointed to freeze the federal footprint as category management. How are office space being used? If we have three buildings that are 50% full, can we have two buildings that are 80% full? That's the concept really behind category management.
And when I saw your column, it said 17 category management projects, and that number 17 stuck in my head because that's the number of contractors under the BPA for continuous diagnostics and monitoring, that lucky number 17. And I asked Irv Kohler just before from GSA whether that's taking, you know, flight in the reverse auction thing. What about CDM? Could that be a category? Because that's really an important initiative government-wide now.
So I think they would have to step back, not just CDM, but you'd go to cybersecurity as the big initiative. Because, again, that cuts across everyone. But because you have the IT category, that, again, could fall under services or could fall under software. So I think that I think a lot of the pilots are trying to see, and, again, a lot of the 17 areas within GSA they're trying to see is how specific do we need to be, and then they can kind of make decisions. But I think from a cyber perspective, it could make sense to have its own category, or could fall easily under software and services.
And you've got some of the great luminaries in federal procurement and contract management and lifecycle on your panel later this morning.
Right. 9 o'clock here at the National Contract Management Association. It's going to be a good panel with Nick Nyack and Beth McGrath and Joe Jordan, three people I know very well who have spent a lot of time, being their paparazzi over the last 4 or 5 years. And we'll have a good conversation. And it's going to be nice because, you know, all three of them are out of government now. So, you know, that obviously
means
they can say what they really think. And I don't even think Nick Nyack, you had mentioned that he's leaving the Homeland Security Department. He's even more free because he's not working for anybody. So he has to make nobody happy right now.
So he can shade his comments to which sector he wants to end up in.
Exactly. And then Joe Jordan, someone who doesn't, you know, has never been shy. How about that?
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Always great to have you with us.
It's always a pleasure.